Hugo Jai is our UK correspondent. Hugo, hello.
Good morning, Catherine. Hello.
Your country also is awaiting its Prime Minister announcing the next phase of the national lockdown in your case. Is there a sense of what might be going to be announced shortly?
Yeah, there is. So the Prime Minister Boris Johnson is planning to make a televised speech on Sunday, where he's going to set out the next phase. We're still really past the peak of the coronavirus epidemic, but nowhere near the end. We're still seeing hundreds of deaths a day. So what he's not going to announce is an end to the lockdown. It's an easing of some specific measures that now that the peak has passed, they think it's safe to encourage more people to return to work, but at the same time, keep social distancing measures in offices, in factories, and so on. And also some fairly minor measures, but that might make a big difference in the lives of some people, such as going to the park with your family to enjoy a picnic is probably going to be allowed. Opening garden centres and some other shops where social distancing is possible. So we're looking at a slight easing rather than a sort of wholesale ending of the current measures.
It comes at a time, of course, where the UK has had a high, or has reached, I think, the second highest death toll, not per capita, but in absolute terms. So it's still very much on people's minds that you're in a serious phase of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the latest data suggests that the UK now has the second worst death toll in absolute terms in the world. It's very difficult, obviously, to make those exact comparisons because the way that different countries collect data is very different. But there's no question that the UK is one of the world's worst affected countries. And today, once again, another more than 600 deaths were announced. So clearly, this disease is still taking a terrible toll day by day, which is why we're going to see some form of quite aggressive lockdown, I think, for several more weeks. And in common with nearly every country in the world, there's going to be social distancing measures in place for months and months to come.
What is the masks debate happening there? It's back in our conversation right now. What's yours about?
Well, up till now, the scientific advice in the UK and the government advice has been that if you're not a medical professional, there's no need to wear a mask when you go out in public, which on this, the UK is looking increasingly out of step with the rest of the world. Almost every single other comparable country is now recommending masks, including all of our neighbours in Europe, pretty much, France, Germany, Italy, Spain. They're all asking people to wear masks in public, and it's looking increasingly likely that the same thing is going to happen in the UK. As I say, the government is at the moment saying, well, it's not necessary, but there are suspicions that their doubts are maybe not so much based on sort of scientific doubts, but more on worries that if suddenly 60 million people in the UK are advised to start wearing masks, there's going to be a huge spike in demand for them, which is going to leave the healthcare professionals short, which obviously would be terrible because they're the ones who, there's no doubt, do need protective equipment. But it's certainly a very live debate over here, and one that's only going to continue, I think.
Prime Minister's questions. How is your parliament functioning at the moment, and how is the new Labour leader going?
Well, yeah. So on Wednesday, we had the first Prime Minister's questions featuring both Boris Johnson and Keir Starmer, the new Labour leader. Because of the Prime Minister's illness, he hasn't been able to do one up till now. They took place in our sort of hybrid physical slash digital parliament. So both Boris Johnson and Keir Starmer were physically there in the House of Commons, along with about 10, 15 MPs on either side. The vast majority of MPs did not attend. They watched from home and they asked questions digitally using Zoom. So it's this sort of hybrid model. What it means is that the intensity and the noise that famously characterises Prime Minister's questions wasn't there, which probably played into the hands of Keir Starmer. He's a former lawyer. He's known for his calm demeanour. And so he was able to sort of tackle the Prime Minister in a much more quiet, laid back way. And the Prime Minister, who thrives off the energy of all those Conservative MPs, wasn't able to have that. So this sort of strange format, which is going to last for several weeks at least, probably plays into the hands of Labour.
Just 90 seconds left, Tim. We've heard the story reported here. There's a minute left. The resignation of Professor Neil Ferguson with the lockdown rule breach. Rather a large story there, I imagine, Hugo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Neil Ferguson was one of the men who came up with the evidence to provide the lockdown. So it's deeply embarrassing. And really, everyone feels just a real shame and a real waste that he himself chose to break those rules by going to visit his girlfriend. And I think everyone agrees that he really had no choice but to resign given the circumstances.
Thank you, Hugo Jai, our correspondent in the UK.